The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. If a person looked at the disorder that is around him in this present day, he could become completely discouraged. In Kentucky, we have a state government that is almost entirely unresponsive to the people. We've been unable to get even common sense legislation that would slow abortion and the homosexual agenda to the floor of the House of Representatives for a vote. And that's the governmental body that is supposed to be the most responsive to the people. At the national level, there is no candidate for president which even remotely thinks biblically. On the education scene, confusion resulting from humanist control reigns supreme with no peep of light through the thick darkness. Economically, gasoline approaches $4 a gallon, creating absolute havoc in the stock market. One could go into despair except for one simple fact. God still reigns over this mess. That's right. This precious truth comes ringing through the pages of Scripture. God is in control. The Bible says, "The Lord has prepared His throne in the heavens, and His kingdom rules over all. He rules by His power forever," the Bible says. "His eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves." The Bible says in the book of Daniel, "To the intent that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men." These scriptures make it plain that God rules over the kingdoms of earth even in the darkest of times. That God rules is the greatest encouragement to pray that exists. When we pray, we are in reality transferring the kingdom of God into this natural realm in the present hour. The pilgrims believe this. As half their number lay dying that first winter they were here, they cried out to God for deliverance. They believed He had brought them here to teach their children His plan for their lives, and therefore He would sustain them. He did, through a most unlikely source, an Indian named Squanto. God heard their prayer. In the dark days of the war between the states, Robert E. Lee issued an earnest plea for people to pray. He pleaded, "Knowing that intercessory prayer is our mightiest weapon and the supreme call for all Christians today, I pleadingly urge our people everywhere to pray," he said. "Believing that prayer is the greatest contribution that our people can make in this critical hour, I humbly urge that we take time to pray, to really pray. Let there be prayer at sunup, at noonday, at sundown, at midnight, all through the day. Let us pray for our children, our youth, our aged, our pastors, our homes. Let us pray for our churches. Let us pray for our nation. Let us pray for those who have never known Jesus Christ, for moral forces everywhere, for our national leaders. Let prayer be our passion. Let prayer be our practice." After the war, Robert E. Lee accepted the presidency of Washington and Lee College. In 1869, he invited his former chaplain, William Jones, to speak to the students. He revealed what we need today when he said to the chaplain, "Oh, doctor, if I could only know that all the young men in this college were good Christians, I should have nothing more to desire. I wish, sir, to thank you for your address. It was just what we needed. Our great need is a revival which shall bring these young men to Christ. We poor sinners need to come back from our wanderings to seek pardon through the all-sufficient merits of our Redeemer. And we need to pray earnestly for the power of the Holy Spirit to give us a precious revival in our hearts and among the unconverted. Will you commit to pray for revival in our land? Without it, our children will probably never hear of Christ so that they can know God, and they will live as slaves." Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries, Our desire is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.